Nishmini.
I will tell you, Director Deutsch, as a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, that the agency has dealt drugs throughout this country for a long time.
Don't give me the conspiracy bullshit. Come on. You're a more intelligent man than that. Come on.
Drogerija, oddaja vojni proti drogam, reguliranih zdravilih, ljudeh in družbah, ki uživajo te ali one psihoaktivne snovi. Drogerija, vsako drugo nedeljo opoldne na Radiu Študent.
Drage poslušalke, cenjeni poslušalci, lepo pozdravljeni v drogeriji. Selimo se v toplejše, po pravilu tudi sončnejše kraje. Danes nas čaka intervju z Mikalisom Teodoropoulosom, aktivistom z področja drog, predvsem prevencije in pa naporov za legalizacijo v prvi vrsti ganže v tej deželi, oziroma vsaj dekriminalizacije, posedovanje in uživanje z osebno uporabo, je tudi član lokalnega odbora za Miljen Marihuana Marš. Intervju smo posneli pred nekaj meseci. Lahko pa vam tudi povemo, da če se odpravljate na nek drug otok na Sicilijo, ves letos še čakate predvsem hašiš, sicer je boljša kvaliteta zgolj tistega, ki slučajno pade s tovornjakov ali pa ga preprodajalci zaradi uvida nadzornih organov spustijo v vodo in priplava na obalo, neka bala letega. Tak hašiš je še dober, drugač pa je ves hašiš, ki prispe na Sicilijo in tega kar nekaj namenjen na sever, in se potem še od tem vrača nazaj. V Kataniji pa so pred kratkim odprli prvi grow shop na tem otoku in obljubljajo že v kratkem skank za tiste, ki brez njega ne morejo. No, mi pa danes o problematiki drog na Grškem. To je država, ki je še najbolj posnemala prohibitivno politiko Amerike, v svojih zaporih beleži največje število zapornikov, ki so tam ne zaradi preprodaje, ampak predvsem zaradi posedovanja te ali one droge za osebno uporabo. Pogovarjamo pa se kot rečeno z Mikalisom Teodoropoulosom, aktivistom z področja drog, v zadnjem času pa tudi sodelujočem pri stranki zelenih, edini stranki v Grčiji, ki si prizadeva za spremembo zakonov oziroma za odmik od prohibitivne politike, ki vlada svetu.
Greece has a quite a tough policy on drugs. It's still illegal to possess, to use, and of course to traffic. Greece has a long tradition of good quality ganja that was produced both cannabis indica and hemp. We had historical evidence show that we were exporting to Egypt until 1920. 19-20 tons of hemp every year. Unfortunately, the war on drugs has fall over our heads also. And from 30s onwards, drug use and possession is criminalized, and the cultivation of hemp has been stopped. And the law has remained quite tough, and the quality of drugs has been alterated during the years and as a direct result of prohibition. The good quality Greek ganja production is being marginalized and it's been acquired only by very few and wealthy people, whereas the majority of ganja users find more easily for the last 15 years Albanian ganja, which has spread all over Greece.
Can you explain this process, how it spread? Because even in Slovenia we used to have Albanian ganja, and well, it lasted for a couple of years and people probably just stopped buying it, so it's not no longer on the market because the quality was really poor. So how did this
You know, in the beginning of the 90s we opened borders with Albania, and there was a big influx of economic immigrants from Albania and of course organized crime, which although we don't, we weren't expecting Albanians to be so organized in crime, it was so organized that it managed to infiltrate in local distribution networks, local supply networks, and to establish from the very beginning economic relationships with the establishment, with the establishment of lawyers, with the establishment of the state establishment of prohibition, that includes lawyers, police, judges, and all these networks that want prohibition of drugs in order to maximize their profits. So from the very beginning it was a big influx of Albanian low quality ganja and a lot of heroin in the Greek market. And especially during the beginning of the 90s, so the whole 90s, was also the big increase of heroin users in Greece. The phenomena was existing from the 70s and the 80s, but with very low use and marginalized use by a small percentage of substance users. But after the 90s and the technical influx of Albanian ganja and weed, and sometimes the deliberate withdrawal of ganja from the market, and because you know the same dealers sell ganja and heroin with the artificial supply decrease, they introduced huge amounts, huge quantities of heroin to the drug users and to a lot of young drug users. So it is it's been very obvious that in the 90s the average age of drug users has started to decrease in Greece, especially of hard drug users. And as a result, nowadays we have a quite big problem of the state authorities say that we have 20,000 registered heroin users, but the people that work in the field of drug-related issues, they believe that it's more or less 100,000 regular heroin users, not all of them involved in needles, but a lot of smoking of heroin and a lot of heroin use. The trend has changed and the heroin use has gone from the city centers to rural areas, especially during the winter, that it is hard time for young people to spend creativity their time. So there is a big problem of hard drug consumption and multi-drug consumption in Greece from very young ages. Nowadays the 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds have a multi-toxicity in their body, and they make dangerous combinations of all substances, alcohol, tobacco, soft drugs and hard drugs. So it is more easy to sometimes to find Albanian ganja and sometimes it's even easier to find heroin than Albanian ganja, than ganja in general. And the ganja you usually find in the streets of Athens is of poor quality. If you want to have good quality of drugs, you don't buy from the streets.
So the market hasn't evolved that much that there would be dealers dealing only ganja, but it's a dealer that deals ganja as well as heroin, and if somebody doesn't like heroin and is only coming for ganja, then he says, well, this time I don't have ganja, and the first time he comes and he says he doesn't have ganja, well, the guy, a young kid will take heroin. So.
This is how the problem evolved during the 90s and has in the beginning of the 2000 until 2005, it has peaked. And as a result, we have more or less 350 deaths, directly related, registered deaths, directly related to drug use. We feel that almost half of it, more, it is the real 50% more could we say that is attributed to drug-related deaths. And unfortunately, because also the Greek society historically has been quite family-oriented, church-oriented, and with not many inputs, cultural inputs from other countries, quite close society, this has not helped the policy makers to have policies that are not based in moral ethics as they are now. I mean, the Greek policy, drug policy, is based on a moral panic ideology that does not confront the problem directly, but rather demonize drug use, provide very bad information to young people, and they don't really give them the proper information of what they put in their head, so that they know what sort of harm they could cause. And most of all, they don't know how to treat an overdose from a drug, or how to have first aid.
So harm reduction
is not developed. It is developed only through syringe, very limited syringe exchange programs.
Probably only in city centers. Athens, Thessaloniki.
Mostly in Athens and Thessaloniki. The Raytox centers, OKANA, the Organization Against Drugs, which is the mainly responsible for establishing these prevention centers and Raytox centers, they use methadone. Which is unfortunately underfinanced, and as a result, we have more or less 3,000 people in line to get into these programs. We call them death lists, because half of the people die before they manage to get into the Raytox program.
These deaths resulting from heroin use, is it because of the bad quality of heroin and not constant purity? Is it changing a lot, the substance?
What has been shown from evidence is that most of the deaths are related to clean heroin rather than bad heroin, because the users are used to bad heroin.
To bad heroin. And whenever there's...
So, and when there is an influx of good heroin in the market, then you have the big problems usually, because the daily average and everyday quality is very bad. And keep in mind that also Greece is in the crossroads, is a narco traffic crossroads, you know, from the east to Europe. Lately we have also quite big problem with bad cocaine flooding the market.
And of course Greeks, just like the rest
that,
of Europe,
could be used for construction material rather than cocaine. That so bad cocaine. So what was your question?
The Greeks have also, just like the rest of Europe, have been crazy probably in the previous years about cocaine. Probably the consumption has risen a lot as
the
well.
The consumption has risen for the last 5 years dramatically of cocaine. As I told you, the state politics remain the same. Do not really confront the problem on a realistic basis. And on the basis of reducing the harm for the user, for the society and for the economy in general. For the last 5 or 6 years, we are the organizers of the drug reform campaign in Greece, of the Legalized Cannabis Festival. We are members of the global network of Million Marijuana March, and this year will be our 6th festival in Athens. You are all more than welcome on 7th and 8th of May, and in Thessaloniki also this year on the 24th of April, a bit earlier because we need time to organize the Athens event. So far we had conservative government for the first 5 years of the campaign. There was no state oppression against the actual festival. But there was no political dialogue also at the same time. They were just keeping their ears closed. What it is positive is that when the new Prime Minister Papandreou took over the government, he's a socialist, and he's the same politician that almost 10 years ago, as a Minister of Foreign Affairs, he has declared that everyone should have the right to have their own plant of ganja in their balcony. This is his political position.
No, because it also came out in the European papers. It was a declaration on the European level.
It was a big issue on the moment, but of course, because the Greek social and political reality is quite conservative, he was put in the corner for 2 or 3 years, and he never mentioned again something similar. But anyway, when he got into power, our campaign, which is basically realized, it is a multi-collective campaign, supported also by the Green Party.
Yes, that's what I wanted to ask. So it has political.
It has political support from the Greens, the associations that were involved, Illiospori, our network, is a Green network, and the Void network are grassroots political and cultural activist networks. And we have managed to have in collaboration with all the Greek underground, the musicians, artists, and many people that help. Our campaign sent to Yorgos Papandreou, the new Prime Minister, as soon as he got elected, we sent him our demands. Our demands is total decriminalization of all drugs, the use of all drugs.
And the possession for personal
use? Use and possession for personal use. We're not talking about dealing, of course.
Of course.
We want full legalization of cannabis for personal use, for clinical use, and for industrial, let's say, use, for construction, for hemp.
For hemp, yes.
Industrial use, meaning the exploration of hemp possibilities.
So, excuse me, growing hemp, is it still illegal?
It is still illegal.
Because in Slovenia, when we joined the European Union, it was necessary to change the law and legalize hemp
Although the law has changed and we are about to submit a written question to the European Commission for the issue, because although the law has changed and Greece should have transported the European law, because the issue is in between three ministries: the Ministry of Justice, the Ministry of Health, and the
Ministry of Interior.
The Ministry of Interior, something like that. They find bureaucratic reasons in order to postpone. Mm-hmm. And but the fortunate thing is that there is a union of cooperatives in Crete of biological farmers that are the first ones that have applied for European funding to cultivate hemp in Crete. And for the last 2 years, they are from ministry office to ministry office trying to get the 250 signatures needed in order to bypass, you know, the whole that. But we are in a good process. These farmers are on our side, they support our campaign. We have included their demands also in our campaign. So we sent this letter appeal to the Prime Minister, mm-hmm. and out of unexpectedly, within 1 week, he called representatives of the campaign and the Green Party to the General Secretariat of Ministry of Justice. They were very positive, they were very willing to undertake a social debate on the issue. But their opinion is that we should move step by step, because also the Greek society is not ready to understand such policy options and alterations in one day, from one day to another. So their first initiatives will be, because the main problem in Greece, as users are criminals, is that the overcrowded Greek prisons
with users
are overcrowded with users. Half the population, 5,000 inmates out of 12,000 in total, which is the 45% of the total inmates in Greek prisons, are users, are in the prison because they use drugs. And out of these 5,000 people, the 90% are users, 1% is cultivators, and 2% are dealers.
Like in the States.
So, like in the States, and in a very bad way. So, the main demand from the beginning was the decriminalization of use. So, what the ministry will try to do is to pass new laws that, first of all, in a sense, they categorize drugs into hard and soft. They treat drug use from a perspective that the user should not be criminal anymore, and they introduced minimum possession quantities for different drugs. It is 5 grams of grass, 2 grams of hashish, and 1 gram of hard drugs. Up until now, if these quantities were found on you, you could be sentenced even for dealing. But now, with these minimum quantities, by proof, it is for personal use. So the law is changing, and they try to not to send the users anymore to the prison, and they will try to get around 2,500 drug users off the prison when they spent the 2/5 of their imprisonment, their sentence.
But how long are these imprisonments on average?
In average, it can go up to 2.5 years for 50 grams, for 50, 60 grams of grass. But then, of course, with the appeal, okay, you get less sentences. But the first sentence, just imagine I have been sentenced to 6 months for 2 joints.
You have been sentenced. But did you have to go to prison?
I had an appeal. No, no.
You had an appeal.
I had an appeal.
But for 2 joints, 6 months.
For 2 joints, 6 months. So you need to be careful when you visit Greece. Drug use is widespread, everybody smokes, but most of them do it behind closed doors, and there is not much tolerance from the police if they see you with a spliff, they will search for you, and you might even get to the station to get their your name and stuff. Of course, if you are a tourist, it's different, but at the same time, I wouldn't advise anyone to get in a mess with the Greek police.
Okay, but how about various drugs for young people, party drugs, as they call them? Ecstasy were really popular in the 90s around Europe, and now there's been a decrease of it for different reasons. And there's, for instance, in Europe, there's a lot of chemicals that are still legal and they're sold through the internet and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, what kind of drugs are used in these scenes in Greece today?
In the party scene, as I told you before, cocaine has, unfortunately, cocaine has taken the first lead.
Mm.
And has created a whole new culture of clubbers, egoistic and egomaniacs, with no hints of love whatsoever. But at the same time, there is a widespread use of MDMA.
Uh-huh. And there is still MDMA.
There is still, we don't have ecstasy pills so often,
mm-hmm.
but you have a lot of MDMA in a pure form.
And it's
powder,
pure
dust,
pure MDMA.
Powder. I would advise.
Yes, I would. Okay, Sal, but I'm coming to Greece because we have very little. It's almost impossible to get it in Slovenia. For
no,
2 years
no,
out,
no. MDMA, and you can find good MDMA also.
Okay.
acid tablets is quite common. Unfortunately, also ketamine is quite famous in the club scene.
And how is this ketamine used? I've never tried
ketamine.
Ketamine,
just
so
imagine it is a tranquilizer
yeah,
for
exactly,
horses.
Exactly.
It's for a different kind of animal than human. Eh? it is quite a space out experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a bit confusing. Anyway.
Okay. All right.
No, not my preferable drug.
And mushrooms, very little of this.
And mushrooms, very little, although we have indigenous mushrooms,
uh-huh.
mainly Amanita muscaria.
Ah, muscaria.
Amanita muscaria.
Of course, yes.
In the mountains.
And do people know how to use
people
them?
Know
they use them?
People, there is a lot of people using them.
But because of Gordon Wasson or because of tradition? Because I know in the Pyrenees, there was an ethnobotanist who went up there, and he met people that were over 70, 80 years old, and he was really surprised
mm-hmm.
to hear from them
mm-hmm.
that, yes, we don't drink alcohol because we don't have grapes up here, but
once
a year we have these mushrooms. That's our fun.
Yeah, in the rural areas, because people, you know, are still in contact with the woods
mm-hmm.
and with mushroom picking
mm-hmm.
in general. There is use, but quite limited. I mean, it's not widespread use. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
The use of mushrooms and hallucinogenics was mostly through the traveler communities, because we have small traveler communities, eh? Post-hippie traveler communities, rainbow people. That.
And psilocybe, do they grow in it?
Psilocybe,
not
really. Mostly Amanita muscaria
mm-hmm.
and datura as well.
And they use it?
There is a use from selective use, small use of datura.
Is that because usually it's the case that high school kids and...
It's a classical experimentation,
yeah, exactly.
Natural drug.
Which can have quite a lot of...
That have very negative
consequences,
effects,
yeah.
Hard consequences.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a... I was reading in a magazine about a conference of ethnobotanists and psychedelic travelers that happened, and there was a guy screaming from the public that there is not better experience from covering yourself with datura juice and dancing naked to the full moon. But from other friends, I have heard many bad stories that Datura is not a safe trip material.
Poslušali smo intervju z Mikalisom Theodoropoulosom, aktivistom, sedaj tudi sodelavcem stranke Zelenih, ki si, kot že prej rečeno, edina prizadeva za spremembo zakonodaje na področju drog v Grčiji. Vi pa, kot ste slišali, v primeru, da se odpravljate v Grčijo, le previdno in se ne razpustite, kot horde turistov počnejo, ki bi prej kot na počitnice morali obiskati psihiatra. Za zaključek pa še misel, ki sem jo ravno kar prebral in nekako spada, tudi lahko v drugrijo. Vsaka omejitev je vidna pot v nevidno neskončnost. Lepo pozdravljeni.
I will tell you, Director Deutsch, as a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, that the agency has dealt drugs throughout this country for a long time.
Don't give me the conspiracy bullshit. Come on, you're a more intelligent man than that. Come on.
Drogerija, oddaja vojni proti drogam, reguliranih zdravilih, ljudeh in družbah, ki uživajo te ali one psihoaktivne snovi. Drogerija, vsako drugo nedeljo opoldne na Radiu Študent.